This is Radio Nepal. I am Tika Prasad Kharka with news. The headlines first. President Vidyadevi Bhandari and Prime Minister of Iceland Katrin Jakobsdottir discuss issues of strengthening bilateral relations between both the countries. Vice President Nanda Bahadur Pun stresses on economic diplomacy for consolidating Nepal-China relations. Cases of dengue infection rising in Nepal. Health Ministry confirms 914 dengue cases within last 3 days. And Russia to withdraw troops from key city of Kherson. Now the news in detail. Various officials called on President Vidyadevi Bhandari on the sideline of DKB Global Forum Women Leaders in Iceland on Wednesday. Prime Minister of Iceland, Katrin Jakobsdottir, called on the President. The Embassy of Nepal in Copenhagen in Denmark stated in a press release that matters of further strengthening bilateral relations between Nepal and Iceland were discussed during the meeting. Exchanging potential cooperation in areas such as geothermal energy technology, climate change, tourism, and sharing of experience in the areas of women and gender empowerment were major issues of the discussion. Also on the sideline, Executive Director of the UN Women, Sima Bahaus, called on President Bhandari, and she appreciated the progress made by Nepal in women's political empowerment and sustainable development goal indicators. Separately, the President and Founder of Women Political Leaders and the Secretary General of the Council of Women World Leaders also called on the President and discussed various issues. Earlier on Wednesday, President Bhandari received WPL Trailblazer Award 2022 at the forum. Vice President Nanda Bahadur Pun has stressed on economic diplomacy for expanding and consolidating Nepal-China relations. Addressing the 23rd Annual General Meeting of the Nepal-China Chambers of Commerce and Industry in Kathmandu today, the Vice President insisted on the role of private sector for deepening the ties between the two nations. Vice President Pun further said that Nepal-China relations were founded on the principle of Panchasila and were getting expanded on various sectors. He also spoke of the need of significant reforms in Nepali economy for building up a prosperous nation founded on the socio-economic transformations. The Ministry of Health and Population has recorded 914 dengue infection cases in 3 days across the country. Updating the dengue infection data, the ministry has confirmed 51,177 cases of dengue infection across the country since mid-July. As for the health ministry's update, the total number of dengue-related deaths in the country has reached 57 with the confirmation of 2 deaths in the last 3 days. The Tribhuvan University Manmohan Cardiothoracic Vascular and Transplant Center has set up a hybrid operating theater for cardiovascular surgery. Similarly, it has launched an advanced CT scan service. The center's executive director, Professor Dr. Uttam Krishna Shrestha, said the service would begin soon in the theater set up 1 month ago. Ambassador of the European Union to Nepal, Nona Dupre, met with Chief Election Commissioner Dinesh Kumar Thapalia today. During the meeting held at Election Commission's office at Kantipat in Kathmandu, discussion was held on various issues, including November 20 elections and bilateral concerns. The government has been advised to develop a separate committee to deal with arrears issues and find an effective way for its settlement and improve the public finance management system. According to a study report prepared by the National Planning Commission, the government requires a separate body to address overdue issues. The report has proposed that the government should have a separate body for looking after the arrears issues. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Landline phone ma samasya cha.
1498 ma phone garnus.
Samasya postpaid ma ni aayo.
1498 ma phone garnus.
Oho, samje. Prepaid ko puk number pani chahiye thyo.
Tesko lagi pani 1498 ma phone garnus.
नेपाल टेलिकमको जीएसएम सीडीएमए मोबाइल तथा ल्यान्डलाइनमा कुनै पनि समस्या आएमा जे जे सोध्न मन छ 1498 फोन गरेर सोध्नुहोस्। यो नम्बरमा फोन गर्दा पैसा लाग्दैन।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
वेलकम ब्याक। नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज। A three-day training on election-related coverage organized by Radio Nepal concluded today. Addressing the closing ceremony of the training, Executive Director of Radio Nepal, Buddhi Bahadur Kesi, stressed the need for internalizing and materializing the knowledge gained from the training into journalistic practices. Executive Director Kesi also directed the trainees to fully abide by the Election Code of Conduct and disseminate impartial information. Likewise, Radio Nepal's Deputy Executive Director Chandrabhushan Lal Das hoped that Radio Nepal would fulfill its national duty by imparting authentic information during the upcoming elections as well. Radio Nepal's reporters across the country attended the training physically or virtually. The Nepal Chamber of Commerce has urged its district and municipal chapters to postpone its ongoing agitation against the interest rate increased by banks and financial institutions till November 20 elections. According to a statement issued by the Nepal Chamber of Commerce today, district and municipal level chapters have been asked to put up the agitation till the elections. Now a sports news update. The departmental team AFP Club has entered the final of the Prime Minister Cup ODI National Men's Cricket Tournament. The team entered the final defeating Madhya Province by 7 wickets. Now the AFP Club will play the final with the winner of the second semi-final. Nepal Police Club and Nepal Army Club are playing the second semi-final tomorrow. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Russia has ordered the withdrawal of troops from the crucial city of Kherson, which appears to be the only city Russia was able to capture since February's invasion. The order came at a meeting in Moscow between Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu and Commander of Russian Forces in Ukraine, General Sergei Surovikin. CNN reported, citing Russian state media, that Russian troops will be withdrawing from the west bank of Dnipro River, an area that includes Kherson City. However, Ukrainian officials still seem to be skeptical of the situation. Kherson was one of the 4 Ukrainian regions that were annexed by Russia in September. England has booked its place in the men's T20 World Cup final being held in Australia. Winning the toss, England chose to bowl first, inviting India to bat with English bowlers restricted to India to 160 runs at the loss of 6 wickets. And in reply, English openers Josh Butler and Alex Hales made the target of 169 runs with 24 balls to spare. Now in Sunday's final, England and Pakistan will come to face each other at Melbourne City Ground, reminding people of 1992 ODI World Cup. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly region and mountainous region and mainly fair to partly cloudy in Tarai region. Light rain is also possible at 1 or 2 places in the hilly region of Gandaki Province, Karnali Province and Sudarpasim Province. There are also chances of light to moderate snowfall at a few places. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. President Bidya Devi Bhandari and Prime Minister of Iceland Katrin Jakobsdottir discuss issues of strengthening bilateral relations between both the countries. Vice President Nanda Bahadur Pun stresses on economic diplomacy for consolidating Nepal-China relations. Cases of dengue infection rising in Nepal. Health Ministry confirms 914 dengue cases within last 3 days. And Russia to withdraw troops from key city of Kherson. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.